Thinking back to that time in the 1990s and when Ken was executed, can you remember that moment?
On that fateful day, when he was executed, we returned from a field work. And when we arrived and heard this news, there was silence everywhere. Nobody talked to each other. Nobody was happy. We all felt it. That, they actually executed this man. It was hard to believe. Some went home and couldn't eat that day. Ken, he had the humanity with him. He was standing for that which was good for every person. But that is minute area. It represented every other geographical entity that was suffering what he saw. It hurts me that he died, but it was worthwhile. For him to believe in his country, in the laws of the land, though he wants to change it for the better, for him to remain, that day he was dying was a black day for the black man. In his book, A Month and a Day, he was imagining with his arrest how his people can cope. He said, "Shell will pay one day." And actually, these are coming to pass. Nigeria and the international community should do something. They didn't do until they killed him. He appealed passionately to them in conferences. Why does the federal government allow us to get into this situation? If they have solved the problem of injustice and listened to informed minds like people of Ken Saro-Wiwa's status, we wouldn't have come to this level of talking about community leadership being crumbled, where youth don't respect constituted authorities again. But because they failed, and the curtain actually fell, the Niger Delta, you know, I'm talking about the amnesty, they knew that if they go all out, yes, they have the might, they can crush the rebellion, but their oil production would have suffered. We have suffered so much environmentally, socially, our social institutions have all crumbled. I doff my hat for the Ogonis for keeping the struggle, keeping it alive. People like Celestine Akbobare, Patrick Nagbanton, Young Kebari, and even the Mossop leader, Ledon Mite, they are all trying to keep the struggle alive. I think the struggle of Ken is not in vain. The Ogoni people have come of age, but today the Ogoni man has pride. And that is a great handwork of Ken. It's a pity that people have to sacrifice for progress to come. And today, the Ogonis want a state. I believe the federal government, because of the oil and the guilt that they've killed a person like Ken, in collaboration with Shell, they will be happy to give them a state so as to get back the oil. But then all this is because of the sacrifice that Ken, a well-to-do man, who laid down everything for the common man. In days to come, the future generation will be talking about people like Ken. Thank you very much.